Welcome back, everybody. Going into hour number two of episode five of the Light Side Balance Power. So, Cass, we fade in on you, and you're in position, like tactically, like ready to act, and you've got your comm in your hand, and all it's been doing for the past like 10 minutes has just been like making random noises in Hutt. There's something wrong with it, and it's been like flickering on and off, and then suddenly it snaps in. There's a burst of static, and you hear the tail end of Talra and Gunner talking about something, and it sounds like Zed is in trouble. So your comm like crackles to life.
Cool.
What are you gonna do?
Okay, so I'm holding my transponder, and I'm just like, Commander, can you hear me? Commander, come in.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm wondering where you were. Zed has been pulled into an alley. I'm not sure where you are, but we need you here immediately.
An alley? Okay, I'll be right there. And then I just like run to like catch up to where I'm there.
It's not what you think, Kestrel.
So, yes, as you run off screen, we follow you and like fade, we wipe to the alley in question. And yeah, staring down the barrel of an ion blaster, Zed, you've just, what did you say? Like, how can I help you?
Yeah. What was it?
How may I be of assistance?
Yes, there you go. Yeah.
Hello. How may I be of assistance?
Okay. So this person with the helmet, they point the gun at you and they're like, aren't you a curious one? Looking for me, were you?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't play coy with me, droid. I saw your agent on the roof. You're following the counselor?
I'm sorry. I don't know who you are.
He takes a step forward and puts the blaster like under your chin. And he's like,
fuck.
You're going to have to play straight with me, droid, or I'm going to blow your little head off. What are you doing here? How many of you are there?
Is there like some sort of like insight to see like any sort of like intentions or like?
Yeah, totally. You want to try and like, it's going to be hard because you can't see his face. You're only going on like his body language and his speech, which is muffled. So,
right.
Let's take a look at what skill that would be. I think probably vigilance. Yeah. Vigilance. Yeah,
depends on how prepared you are for unexpected crisis.
Yeah. I mean, you're not actually getting like ready to act or anything. I think in this case, it's probably just perception then, because you're just trying to determine subtle clues. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, it all kind of falls under perception.
Yeah, perception is slightly better. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's my difficulty on this?
I'm going to say it is, it's probably two purple and one red, and then a disadvantage because to take a black die because the helmet and
Jesus, I have like almost no chance to do this. Okay. Here we go.
There's still a chance.
Oh, three. Wow.
All right. So
four disadvantage.
Your danger sensors are going crazy. But yeah, so how does Zed read this person so well? Like, I mean, you take the strain, obviously, but like, what is it? Or do you have special like protocols for figuring out human like body language or what?
No, speech pattern, I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say I heard a slight lilt in one of his sentences or something like that, that indicated something, either he was dangerous and like a want, I guess. Does he want to shoot me or does he not want to shoot me kind of a thing?
It's like Zeke CSI. It like zooms in on his forehead. Perspiration shows that he's nervous. Zooms into his arm. Muscle tension shows that he's twitching. Clearly a sign of aggressiveness.
Exactly. Enhance. He's got a helmet on, so you can't see. It's all in the voice. Yeah. So first of all, something is modifying or modulating the voice. This is not this person's actual voice.
Oh, okay.
But based on the way that they're speaking, You can tell that they're hiding. They're doing a really good job. Like a normal human wouldn't be able to tell that this person is hiding the fact that they're anxious. They're projecting power and certainty like really well. But your subprocessors can pick up on. There's a degree of if not fear, like anxiety.
Okay.
In the subtext, but they're serious. They're very serious about he's got a gun pointed at your face, and if you don't behave, he doesn't have time for like dicking around.
Okay. I take 4 strain from that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Cause now you have this blaster pointed at your CPU. Yeah.
Understandable. Understand. I'm just glad it's like 3 successes. That's pretty sweet. It's
pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm looking, okay. I see the blaster, like, I have a decent agility.
Mm-hmm.
How possible does it look for me to quickly grab the blaster?
Oh, I'd be
thinking about it. Just thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be a big gamble because you would have to move enough to get the blaster away from your face before he could just squeeze the trigger.
Don't do it. He's already killed someone on the other side. Don't do it, man.
He's already killed somebody?
We just see just circuits come out of the top of Zed's head, and that's it. Yeah. He just slides down the wall.
I mean, oil. We can fix like a broken droid arm, but I don't think we can put all your burned microchips back together.
That's right.
Don't we have like a save of his mind or something?
Oh, like a backup. We should. Okay. Next like time I have one, then we're going to do a backup. Like a floppy disk.
It's dead.
Yeah.
He's the third girder.
I see. So you're going to try and save scum this role playing game. Good. Yeah, right. That sounds great.
Okay. So, what was the last thing this person said to me? Now, is male or female?
The voice is male.
Okay, cool.
But it's modulated, so it's hard to tell.
Well, I didn't know if I would say sir or, you know.
Yeah. Some
other nature. And what was the last thing they said?
They wanted to know if you have any friends on the way. Like, tell me what you're doing here. Why are you looking for me?
Okay. I am a droid. I am programmed to do many tasks, so it would be fair to assume that I have a master or masters. I was set on a task, and I am performing that task. My name is Z3K3. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
So they kind of like shake their head and they say,
typical bloody droid. Managed to say 3 sentences and tell me exactly nothing.
Yeah, kinda.
and I think at this point, Tara, you and Kes,
I'm stalling basically.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. So you and Kes can like you can come around the corner or like what yeah. Do you meet up in the crowd first?
So what I'm thinking, since talking to Kestrel, where is Kestrel in relation to me right now?
I think you're both headed towards the same place. Okay. From different locations.
So what Tara is going to do is the second he sees Kestrel, you know, hopefully she sees him as well. And he's just going to kind of hold his finger to his mouth. And then as soon as they kind of get close enough, I'm going to take out my blaster and just kind of, you know, make sure she sees what's going on here. And then the second we get within the alley, so we're no longer in kind of concerned about people seeing this, I point my blaster straight at this guy's head, and I realize I'm kind of far at this point, and I walk towards him, and basically, like, I'm trying to sneak up on him, but I've already got my gun out, it's already centered on him, and if anything goes wrong, I'll make a decision at that point. But at this point, we're trying to get as close to him as possible while he's doing this to Zed.
Okay, and is the idea to sneak up on him? Because as soon as you come into the mouth of the alley, he'll see you.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Like, are they in a position where the second we round the alley, like, we are in...
Yeah, if anybody looked into the alley, they would see the two of them.
Okay, what about him, though?
A little further back.
Is he looking at the mouth of the alley right now?
Like, no, he's looking... Well, let's find out. Let's see if your babbling, Zed, has managed to distract him from the other two coming in.
Well, I'm going to continue, like speaking to him.
Adam, to give a little structure to this, the plan is to try to get directly behind this guy before he knows we're here with our gun an inch from his head, so we can kind of be like, hi, you know, want to put the weapon down, you know, and we're like already right there. We have the drop on him, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. So you're trying to sneak up on him from the side. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It's going to be tricky.
And of course, if we see him at any point do an aggressive action towards Zed, we want to just immediately enter combat at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In the interim, I was going to continue talking to the guy and say,
now that you know I have a master or masters, it would be a fair assumption that if I was doing what you think I'm doing, they would be on their way here right now. And they would have you at a strategic disadvantage. So I would advise against any sort of commotion or violence.
Okay. good. Let's have you roll. Let's have you roll deception, I guess, or charm, whichever you prefer. Because you're just fast talking, right? You're just trying to be like, I'm going to distract you until.
Sure, but it's like, this is more of like, it's like a kind of a threat. Like,
yeah, say, I was going to say, because it does actually kind of
blast my head off, you're next down. You're next to die.
Okay. Yeah, then make a coercion. Make a coercion roll.
Are you sure I can't do deception?
No, because you're not lying. It's true.
Right, yeah, okay. Coercion is very bad for me. Okay, what's the difficulty?
Two purple and a red.
Fuck, all right. I have one green on this. Let's go! Success is the rest blank. Let's go! No,
just more strain.
It could have been worse.
Talking out your ass.
Fail, right?
Well, yeah, he did fail. You need a success to succeed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
hold on. I got to re-roll it. There's a black die in there.
Oh, yeah, there is. That's true.
Yeah, nice. Re-roll.
Good job. Well,
probably not nice, because this could be a huge failure, too.
Yeah, and I mean, now you could get a despair.
I'm thinking positively again, okay?
Thank you. All right, so two purples and a red. Got it.
Yeah.
I would have much rather stuck with that, but I wanted to roll it right.
Yep, that's fair. That's how we've been doing it. Okay, so it's actually better. It's a better roll because it's still a failure, but you don't take any strain.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so fails don't stack.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't get worse.
Okay.
Yeah. Zero, zero, zero successes is the same as like 10 failures. They're all.
Do multiple successes work though?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not even in the other direction. There's okay. no degrees except if you get a despair. Okay. So, he doesn't have time for this shit.
Okay.
And, I think that he realizes that you're stalling and I think that he grabs you by the shoulder and turns you. So you're facing the alley and, then turns and sees your friends at the mouth of the alley and puts his arm around you and puts the gun to your head. And then addresses at the other end of the alley, the Kes and Talra as you approach.
I will say,
to avoid any attention, I can speak to my friends via my communicator so you don't have to shout at them.
No, I think that'll be quite all right, droid. Best you keep your mouth shut.
And then he says to the two of you as you approach, he's like, you there, put your weapons down. But the droid gets it, and points the blaster at Zed.
So at this point, me and Kestrel both have our guns drawn, pointing at the sky, and he's got Zed with a gun to his head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I'm gonna kind of look over at Kestrel, and audibly kind of laugh, and then look back at him and kind of go,
"Do you really think? Do you really think we care about that droid? We've got four of them back at base. Last thing we care about is you shooting him."
So it's funny, but I think that's like the exact right thing to say to this person. can you make a charm roll with a difficulty of three purple? Give yourself a boost die.
Would it be deception though, since we're blatantly lying to him and we love Zed?
Yeah, I mean, if you're, I guess if you're lying, so yeah, you're doing it in a charming way, but it is a lie. You do care.
Just saying, my deception stat may be a little bit better.
No, that's fine. It was a lie. You would want to lie, so yeah, okay. Do it.
And awesome. Don't forget, you have light side points.
Mm-hmm. And can is there any help I can get from Kestrel since we're both kind of playing into the charade?
Yeah. Kes, what do you say anything to reinforce that?
Sure. When he looks at me and laughs and says his thing, then I just also laugh. And then I'm like, I don't even think that's one of our droids.
A single tear. Falls from Zed's eye. Master's like, I don't think I even care about that.
It's like a little metallic cube that bumps down his face. It's like a screw.
It's a Tetris block. Just falls from his face.
And then you're like,
oh, sad robot.
Oh, too awesome. Okay, so one blue
about a droid. Yeah, so blue, take two blue, one from Kes, one from the fact that you're kind of saying the right thing, and then your normal roll, your deception roll, and the difficulty is three purple.
Okay, yes. And Zeke brought up an interesting point. Do we want to use a light side point for this, since Zeke's life is on the line, potentially?
Yeah, go get you.
Okay, yeah. So how would I attribute the light side point?
You click use destiny point, and that'll adjust the pool.
Oh, use light side.
Yeah, okay. Use light side, that one.
Click.
That'll adjust the pool, and then put an upgrade, one on your side, on the left side of the pool.
Perfect, and then roll away?
Click out somewhere else and then roll the skill.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Did it.
Okay. So I think that he's got the gun to Zed, and you're like, I don't give a shit about a droid. And I think he gives Zed a little push towards you. And in the same motion, like, spins the pistol and holsters it in a little holster under his cloak. And he says, he's like, huh, I underestimated you. You're my kind of scum. But listen, this one, he's mine. And gestures towards the building where Tareen went.
So our guns are still on him at this point. We haven't yet lowered them. So at this point, Tara kind of looks over at Gunner. And at this point, Zed is now on our side, facing us with him. So I'm just going to kind of look at him and I'm going to go,
here's the deal. We don't necessarily care who or why he dies. All we care about is that, and I kind of
do the gesture back the same direction he did,
is no longer a factor. Maybe we could work together.
And he's like, no, I work alone. I'm not splitting the bounty with any of you.
So at that point, Tower kind of lowers his face, and you see his eyebrows rise, and he goes,
if you could be tricked as easily as we just did, it's clear you're not doing this on your own.
This is like a pause, and he's like, what do you mean tricked?
Do I hear this over comms?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So at this point, I kind of put an arm on Zed's shoulder. While I keep in mind, my gun is still on him. And I kind of go,
not only are we here alone, but this droid is one of a kind. You were easily fooled, and your advantage was taken from you, which is exactly what's going to happen if you attempt to attack this man on your own. We can either work together, or we can do it on our own and eliminate you from the equation.
Keep it, and but at that point, I kind of like jostle my blaster a little bit, still pointed at him with his holstered weapon.
Okay. Yeah. So I think he kind of like looks back and forth, and then looks at you, and he's like,
"I don't think I understand what you're proposing."
At this point, we need to know why you're doing this. We need to know what you know, and more importantly, we need to make sure.
And I kind of take a step forward.
That we both get what we want.
So what is it that you want? Because I'm here to kidnap the counselor for the bounty. Is that not, you know, you're not doing the same? I don't.
He's kind of like looking at like, wait, this is, I'm confused about this.
So we kind of look back now. Just good time to ask this question. Just to be perfectly clear, we are trying to kill this guy, right? That was our orders, or was it you?
No,
we want to get information out of him.
We just want to get information out of him. Okay, so
because there's the bounty hunter person that we're talking to. So okay. I mean, we could kill him, right? We just don't want to kill the Teemo counselor guy.
Before you find out what he knows, because he knows he knows information about the embedded Imperial Security Bureau officer on this planet. Gotcha. You pull that pin out, the whole house of cards is going to fall down, but you need to know who he is first.
Perfect. So taking yet another step closer. So now we are like very close to this gentleman and my gun is very close to his head.
Here's the deal, friend. We need information from him and we need it for reasons you don't need to know. However, once we obtain this information, we could, if we had a reason, give him to you to do with whatever you wanted with.
And I think there's a pause. He kind of like looks over the three of you and he's like,
you're not bounty hunters at all, are you?
It doesn't matter what we are.
I was thinking that.
Can I say on comms, like, we're trained killers?
He just hears like a radio voice like talking.
I think that's really cool. Like you just hear like come out of the comm like
between
killers.
And like, then he's like, oh shit, how many are there? Yeah. Nice.
Okay. All right. So I think he's like,
all right, well normally I work alone, but it seems you've got this thing quite handled and I'm not ready to leave yet. Do you have somewhere we can talk? I mean, that isn't an alley.
So I kind of look. Question. I like I'm holding my shotgun and I kind of don't point it directly at him, but I kind of shift toward him a little bit. You said there's a bounty? How much is this bounty?
Last I checked, it was 12,000
credits.
No, small white rabbits.
Yeah, because of false where all like the Zed and the bounty hunter and Tower all look at each other like, well, yeah, they're like, yep.
Space bucks.
Million space bucks.
You can almost buy your own transport for that much.
I'll keep that in mind.
So, continuing to look at him, I kind of look down and kind of sigh a little bit. And
well, you've already ruined today for our reconnaissance, so we may want to pull back and we have a place that we could talk.
At that point, I kind of pull up to Gunner and kind of go,
Gunner, what's the situation currently at the target?
Could I hear anything that they were saying inside the building?
No, you've been on comms, kind of like hiding out on one of the like rooftops. Not really paying attention to the building itself.
Are they still in the building? Do I have any way to know?
Yeah, it's, I mean, if they went out the back, you wouldn't be able to see. But they went into the building and haven't come out the front yet.
So I wasn't towards the back?
No, you're like around the side. Cause remember the whole back is like surveilled with cameras and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. But I can see that the car is still in the front.
Yes. Yeah. The two stormtroopers are still out front.
Okay. So at the very least, their vehicle is still in location, but I don't have eyes on the counselor. If we could make this fast, if we had an escape route, we could still do it today. We don't know how many other bounty hunters are coming for this guy.
It's true.
Okay, so at this point with Kestrel still aiming her gun at him, I'm going to kind of turn around and kind of go to comms and I'm going to talk. So I know Kestrel, I know everyone can hear me, but I'm going to kind of speak low enough so the guy in the back can't hear us. And I'm just going to kind of make sure that my hands are in front of my mouth and we go,
do we really want to trust this guy to do this now? Or do we want to wait until the next meeting? What do you guys think?
By the next meeting, he may be captured or dead by somebody else.
It's a weekly meeting, so it'd be a whole week to wait.
I mean, what's this guy going to do to us? Bounty hunters work alone. I work alone, and I get took on a bounty hunter.
It's not about what he'll do to us, but he could potentially kidnap and already cash in the bounty on Teemo before we even get a chance to talk to him. And who knows who the bounty is supposed to be paid by, because he could just be like in captivity and then we'd have no way of getting to him.
Quick question. Is there like, cause I just watched The Hateful Eight and they have like, you know, they have like a bounty thing on them. Do they have that? Like something that's
I suggest we ask to look at his credentials for the bounty.
If he works with us and we get the counselor and then somehow he breaks free and steals the counselor from us before we extract the intel, I'll get him back.
Understood.
So I'm going to turn around and walk kind of between Zed and Gunner and kind of stand right in front of our nameless bounty hunter and kind of go,
here's the deal. This is our opportunity. You either win with us or against us. You've made it pretty clear your side, and I've made it clear what we can do. We are going to go in now and take advantage of this opportunity and get the information we need. If you would like to come with us, assist us in any way we need, then we will make sure that once this is over, we can figure out where to go from there together.
I'm going to need a bit more than that. I want the bounty money.
So I kind of lean my head back and I go,
show us the bounty you have currently.
Hinting at the credentials Zed mentioned.
Yeah. So he pulls up his like wrist computer thing, hits a couple of buttons, and a little hologram display of the same jowly counselor appears. And a quick rundown in the Imperial like language, you see, it's his name, like wanted, Counselor Teemo Tareen of Felucia, 12,000 credits. He's wanted alive. And it gives a coordinates in some like kind of nearby like asteroid belt to drop them off, and then a contact information.
So, okay, this is where this whole game gets a little bit interesting, because I'm wondering if we were to take this bounty and just kill this guy, he's in our way and it's a mission for the Republic. Like we would theoretically get those credits, which could be huge for our group, potentially. But at the same time, it's kind of interesting because we're in the military and we're working for the military. So I'm wondering, do we really have a need for credits? Could we just give the credits to the bounty hunter? I saw Kestrel is very interested in this bounty. So I don't want to like.
I mean, there's levels. There's levels, right? So like, if you capture this dude and turn him in for the bounty, then the 12,000 credits for Teemo Tareen alive, it's great. It's good. But you don't know who you're working for, right? You don't know who put the bounty on him or why they want him. So it makes
sense. We know this bounty hunter is an ally. We have no idea. Like he could be friendly. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, bounty hunters aren't part of, there aren't any bounty hunters that are strictly like fans of either government, really. They work either way. They don't care if the Empire or the New Republic is in charge.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, you'll get gear related to like your missions and stuff. Like if you need a ship to complete a mission, if you need weapons or whatever, that'll be requisitioned to you according to the mission. But if you have 12,000 credits, you can spend it on whatever you want as a person because it's your money. So.
Okay. So taking what I heard from Kestra earlier and hearing her interest, I'm going to go back and face the guy and I'm going to kind of just straight up say,
we're feeling generous today. We'll let you have half the bounty.
6,000 credits, and you're going to help me get him off the planet?
We will get the information we need and give them to you to do what you need to do. At that point, we'll confirm you receive the bounty, maybe even escort you to it. We get our half, and we part ways. You're richer for very much little work at a far less risk.
Can make a charm roll.
Well,
charm this guy. Charm the pants off him.
It's a good deal. It's a real good deal. So, yeah, take a boost die.
Okay, one blue.
Yeah, and difficulty of three purple.
Of three.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the worst roll today. You guys ready? Here we go.
Come on, do it.
Okay. Ugh.
We didn't fail, though. We didn't fail.
Well, I mean, you didn't succeed. Without a success, it's true. A failure. But, so the bounty hunter kind of like takes a second to think about it, and then, puts his hand up to like shake your hand.
He's not going to backstab us.
Yeah, I know, right?
it'll never happen.
So looking at Zed and at Kestrel and remembering Gunner's avid promise to help us if anything goes wrong. I'll go ahead and shake his hand.
Okay. All right. He's got a nice firm handshake.
When they were talking about, as they were talking about the credits and like wanting in on this cut, Gunnar was getting a flashback back to like his room. And it's just very barren. You know, there's nothing in it except for a bed. He could use the credits towards better equipment, but he really doesn't earn and own any possessions, you know? So he's, I don't know if confused is the right word, but he's just like really uninterested. Like, he wonders like what other people own. He's just so caught up in this lifestyle. That's all he has. So yeah, I mean, like he'll get the counselor back if the counselor gets stolen. And if he's told to, he'll go and get the credits, but it's not a very motivating force for him.
Yeah. Cool. I like that.
Good to know. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Does that mean you'll be giving up your share of the credits?
Well, that's why I put in the clause about equipment. You know, you got some really cool upgrades for vibro swords, like really cool.
So, yeah. So do you want to meet, are you going to do something now, or do you want to like, should we cut to like you planning with your new bounty hunter friend?
I'm thinking based on Gunner's recommendation and Zed, who also had a really good point. I think we may want to, at this point, head right to where Gunner, like immediately, right, Gunner, we have one extra with us. Tell us the plan on what you're seeing and let's do this.
Well, like I said, I'm monitoring their movements, but I can't monitor the back, the exit. So I don't know if they're still inside. I know that at the very least, their squad is cut in half. Two are still out front. But the biggest thing for us right now is the escape route. I was assuming the bounty hunter might have had a plan with that, an idea to, you know, get in, get out.
So hearing this, I'm going to turn and face the bounty hunter and kind of go,
the deal's been struck. It's time to plan. What was your plan on them leaving through the back exit?
Well, my plan certainly didn't involve having a conversation about this as an alleyway somewhere. If we could get to a more discreet location.
And he kind of like looks around like anybody could just like walk in here and see us all hanging around.
So we're in an alley, correct?
We're just standing out in the alley, yep.
Okay, so at that point I'm going to go,
Kestrel, Zed, check the entrance.
And kind of send them off the two directions. And kind of when they get there, kind of look at them.
Time is not exactly a luxury. What was your plan?
Is this the first time you've staked out this target?
We have limited information and an even more limited time frame.
He's well protected. You're not going to get him at home. This is the only trip that appears on his schedule every single week. I don't know who he's meeting with or why, but this is where I'm going to hit him. I was going to wait until he was on his way back, cause some damage to the vehicle, take out the stormtroopers, pick him up, and disappear. Seems fairly simple to me.
You weren't planning to attack him when his forces were split inside the building?
No, I don't know what's going on inside that building. I can take out four stormtroopers easily enough.
And you said I didn't have information. Well, in that case, we will go ahead and proceed as your plan, since that seems to be the best in this case.
At that point, I kind of put up to the top and I kind of go, first, I relay everything to make sure Gunner can hear it as well. Although, are they listening?
I also say I suggested that first. Like, this guy, I think he is.
Dirty idea stealer.
Exactly. That was a great plan when I came up with it yesterday.
So, with that in mind, I think at this point, we'll kind of look back at him.
Where were you planning this ambush?
So he kind of like looks around again, like, okay, could be being listened to, but yeah. And he comes and he says,
real quick, Adam, before you say this, just to be clear, we're in an alley where we can clearly see if anyone's near us, right? Is it that it's bugged or like, are we?
It's just being paranoid. Like you're out in the open, right? Like you're exposed to like the air. You're not like in a building or like whatever. Okay. And also you're getting the impression that this person isn't used to having to explain anything to anyone ever. So he's a little like twitchy.
Perfect. One of us now.
Yeah.
Gunner's squad.
So he says
there's an overpass on the way back about 4 kilometers from here. I was going to get him there.
So I kind of turn around, put up to the air.
Gunner, you have the most information with this. Thoughts?
What was the last thing you said?
So Gunnar, you saw the overpass on the way here. There's there was a bridge up above, one layer up, and then the road passes under it. It's fairly narrow, but there is a spot where where cars are like underneath that for a second. And if they slow down there?
Yeah. And so it would be hard to get reinforcements into that area, right? It's like congested with traffic.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of people around too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. The streets, like there's a lot of, like, imagine like a country that hasn't had cars for all that long, or like didn't have the infrastructure built for highways and stuff. It's kind of hard to do when you live in America, but like basically anywhere else in the world, the roads are very narrow and there are people on them and cars and a mix of the two all the time. So vehicles take actually like quite a long time to get anywhere because they're constantly stopping and starting because of people crossing the streets. And so there's a lot of that in this area of the city.
All right. So I say it sounds good. You know, you either strike at night or you strike during the day with hundreds of other people.
Okay.
What kind of like vehicle is he in? He is in a vehicle, right?
Yeah, essentially like a space limo.
Okay.
Well, hover limo.
Are the troopers like walking like beside it? Like
no, they've got speeder bikes.
Okay.
I could possibly sabotage his vehicle so it malfunctions at the time it passes underneath the underpass or overpass.
Does it look like there's... Can I see from where I am if there's any machine weapons mounted on it, or...?
No, it's just a reinforced civilian vehicle.
Okay.
So, hearing Zed's idea. Excellent idea, Zed. Make sure that to do that, but also make sure that you prioritize your safety above everything else.
Like you did, Commander?
Says the guy who got pulled into an alley.
You.
Okay, so at that point I'm gonna turn around and look at the bounty hunter.
We're in agreement. We'll ambush them at the overpass, lead us to your position.
And I kind of make a show of letting my gun kind of rest on my finger so it slides down, pulled by gravity, and slide it back in my holster, kind of look over at Kestrel and kind of give a little nod.
Okay. So as you walk away, he's like kind of to himself, like he's not really talking to you anymore. Maybe this is when like Zeke you're walking by and he's like,
right, good, fine. You're good with my plan. The professional bounty hunter does this for a living. Fantastic. Bloody boss.
and as you walk by Zed, he turns to you and he's like,
hey, Tin Man, no hard feelings?
Kind of gives you a slap on the back.
I have no feelings.
Right, good. Well, that makes two of us then.
Quote of the day. I like it.
So we get the wipe, we get the diagonal wipe as you leave the scene and come in on the overpass in question. So we see it. It's all crowded with like vendors and people walking around up top. And there's a couple of like vehicles kind of honking at each other and trying to get by. Some carts being pulled by animals. And we can see very clearly this sort of ambush spot. So where is everybody at this point? Like, where's everybody held up? Ready to bring the ambush.
I'm going to let all of them pick their own spots, but I am going to stick with that bounty hunter. I am right next to him. And more importantly, I'm right next to him watching his every move.
For some reason, I kind of, like, it's not that I trust the bounty hunter. Maybe it's a bit of respect. You know, like, they're kind of a loner, so I feel more maybe comfortable. So, I mean, just like before, like, I wasn't really thrown off by them. So I have my eyes on them as well, but I'm not like up their ass like some of us. I'm just
so are the two of you like stealth like together somewhere, or are you in different places, you and the
bounty? I think both me and him or her should flank.
Okay. So you're up on a like are you staying up in a above position to keep a look
I'd say down? I'm on the bridge. Mm-hmm. And then maybe they're if your NPC wants to be, then they'd be on a building right before the bridge on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll jump down on front of the car and they'll come from the back.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we get that kind of like cinematic pan around as we like see each of you like either hidden in the crowd or wherever you are. And so we see Gunner. And are you disguised at all? Or are you just kind of like in civilian clothes? Like, cause you're out in the open now.
Yeah, I guess maybe I am. So maybe I'll, instead of coming down from the bridge, I'll just come from the other side towards the car.
Okay.
From an alleyway.
Yeah, let me here just to make sure everybody, when we start figuring out placement and stuff, I'll move everybody over and I'll just draw a real quick map for you so you can kind of see what I'm envisioning. So we're all thinking the same thing.
Sure. One sec while you're doing that.
Yeah, sure. So there's two roads, right? There's like the road this way, and then there's an upper level one, which kind of goes like that over top with a little bridge kind of thing. And the idea here is that, is that you're going to get him when he's underneath. So his car is going to be coming up this way, and then you'll get him underneath that overpass down there. So where do you want to be in relation to, told us you want to be up on the overpass or?
Let me zoom back in so I can grab my guy.
Okay, yeah, here, I'll grab and copy you from the other side. Yep. Okay, giant
face. So stepping out, whoops. Do I have to ping it or can I move it?
You should be able to just move it. Yeah, just put yourself where you want to be.
Yeah, so I'd be stepping out from the underpass. Maybe like coming up from the alley and then walking down here and then towards the car, right under the bridge.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Talra, where do you want to be?
I am wherever the bounty hunter is. So what I'm going to do is kind of passively let him get his position because I'm assuming that he will take the position he feels is most viable. And then I'm going to set up within range of him, but making a point to be behind him. So putting him between the target and myself so I can watch both at the same time. And just set up there.
Okay. So he's just walking across the bridge. Like he's got a cloak up no one can see his face. And he's just kind of like playing it casual, right? He's just like walking along the bridge and like kind of turning vendors away as they come up to him, trying to like sell him stuff. Kes, where do you want to be?
So is it possible? Well, can I be like on the bridge and then like jump down, or is it, I don't know how tall it is.
Yeah, it's about like 12 feet from the very apex of the bridge.
Down. I'll do an awesome roll at the end so I don't break my ankles.
There you go. Okay, so you want to be waiting down there and then you want to go up the bridge and then off the other side, or because he's going to be driving up and then the idea is to hit him while he's under the bridge and grab him out of the vehicle.
Right, so I'll just be hanging out here like on top of the bridge. And then once they sabotage his vehicle, then I can just like jump down and like come like, because he'll be traveling this direction. So I can just like jump down and then go like behind the car.
Ah, okay, cool. And then Zed, where do you want to be?
I want to check out the actual vehicle that are they guarding the vehicle? Like, is there any?
Yeah, let's have a quick flashback to that. So before you want to go up and check out the vehicle before they leave while he's still in the building.
Yeah. I want to sabotage it so I can have some sort of trigger where I can like, you know, blow its tire right by the overpass.
Yeah. Yeah. So as you walk up, there's these two stormtroopers, and if they weren't stormtroopers, they would be like leaning against the car having a smoke, but they're stormtroopers. So they're just standing there. And as you walk up, I think they're just talking, and one of them is saying to the other, like,
"You hear about what happened on Terrace? Yeah, it's a real mess."
And they're like having just this a casual conversation as you approach, and they stop. Each one of them turns.
All right, that's close enough, droid.
And like puts his hand up.
Okay, so they're standing like right next to the car.
Yeah, they're basically standing on the like it kind of in the street next to the car, and people are like moving around them, and they see you coming towards them.
Okay, now, quick question. Is there a way that I can, like, I want to, like just look over the car, scan the car, something like that, or the vehicle, excuse me. I want to scan it to see, like, because I can do, I don't necessarily need to do the, like, sabotage by hand. I got the bad motivator thing that I can try.
Yeah, totally, yeah, yeah.
So I want to look it over. I want to see if, like, if I can gain an advantage to my bad motivator thing later.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you want to just kind of like assess the vehicle. You can make a mechanics check.
Yeah.
And and it'll be fairly easy to tell that you're just like walking by looking at the car.
Okay. What is the difficulty?
Well, it's meant to be, it's pretty like well handled and stuff. So let's say three purple.
Okay. Mechanics. There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Specialty.
Yeah, definitely. So you, you've got some advantage dice. You actually can carry both of those forward, both those advantage for two more blue later.
Cool.
So make sure you do that. Yep. And then the two successes from doing the mechanical assessment, the vehicle is, meant to look, A, really expensive, which it does, and B, it's meant to look subtle. It's actually like armor plated, and like it's a vehicle that expects to be attacked, much like the rest of Timo Terrain's life. Like his car fits his house, fits like his life. He's got a well defended, well protected existence. Okay. But from the outside, it just looks like an expensive person's vehicle. And it's got little, like it's got the little like diplomat flags on the hood with little imperial flags hanging off of them.
Right.
That's awesome.
Vanity license plate, like something like that. But yeah.
Got rims, even though it doesn't have wheels.
Hover rims. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I mean, it looks like an expensive diplomat's vehicle. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do the Stormtrooper seem suspicious at all, or do I feel like I can just turn around and walk away and like, you know, obey their order, like close enough droid, and I'll just go, okay.
Let's find out.
Okay. If it's not an obvious thing, then I will talk to them.
Okay. Yeah. You want to say something? Cause the thing is I'm going to roll just to see if they like have reason to be suspicious, if they have a reason for that. So let's roll for these Stormtroopers. I'm going to roll their perception and I'm going to buy myself an upgrade. And what's your stealth?
My stealth?
Yeah. What do you have in stealth?
Let's see. Stealth. I have, three green.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks. So three purple, one upgrade. There are two of them. So one blue. And perception. Let's see how it goes.
Fail!
All right. So, no, they're just like, move along, droid. But you can go up and talk to them if you want to, or you can just keep going.
No, I was just going to, like, I was going to say,
do you gentlemen know where I could find an inverse warp conduit?
So one of the Stormtroopers looks at you and he's like, "Oh, what do I look like? An engineer? Move along." Waves you like, "Get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, I turn around.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. You were not the droid they were looking for.
Yeah, totally not at all. All right, so I turn around and walk back, and then I rejoin my group, and I tell them like,
I have a good feeling that I can disable the vehicle at the juncture that we have predetermined. So be prepared.
Well, the great thing is that like for that ability for bad motivator, it's kind of like a cinematic ability in that like Zed as a droid, as a character, doesn't even need to know that it's like happening, right? Like you as a player activate it for your character and you point out the bad motivator after the fact. Right. Okay. Like see, okay. The idea here would be that like C-3PO had the bad motivator ability. His player used it on the R5 droid and then was like, oh, he had a bad motivator. Like, coincidence.
Okay. So I don't need to say that then. Okay, cool.
Yeah. You took a look at it so that later when you need to explain why it malfunctioned suddenly, you can do that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Cool.
Can I describe my ascent, my position, Adam?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so while I'm walking down the alleyway, so near the bridge, I walk by a shop, and my poncho brushes against the stand in front of the shop. Just it's an old man's newspaper store, and so I look down, and the headline of the newspaper I look down on, it says "Terrace." I look inside the Empire's colossal fuck up, and then I go on my way.
It's one of these. It's one of these like highly editorialized newspapers.
Oh, it's, no, it's not. No. I can't think of a Canadian newspaper that's not editorialized, so I can't give you one, but
yeah.
it's a good one. it's real. National Geographic.
Yeah, it's called The Shade. So everybody's in place, all kind of like blending into the crowd. And I think we hear the sound of the vehicle approaching, right? We can hear the hum of the car as it moves up. There's, you know, like horns honking, but these guys are actually able to like clear the crowd a little bit by being stormtroopers and the vehicle looking so official. So people are starting to move out of the way, and they're like limo and the bikes are pulling up. So it starts to approach the area that you're going to get in on them. And what's the signal? Like, what do you want to, let them know? Cause Talra, you're technically like in charge. What's your signal to be like, let's do it.
Keeping a close eye on the bounty hunter. I'm going to kind of wait until it's kind of like a point of no return situation. So when they're in range of all of us, but it's clear that they can't like both drive off or do a mad reverse. So if it was like 100% in view of all of us to them being completely out of range, we're going to hit them at about 50, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit earlier, like between 25 and 50.
Okay. All right. So let's get a, I just want to get a quick stealth check from everybody. While you blend in, cause I just want to see if they have enough time or any time to like know that something is wrong.
Before we do that, Adam, if you don't mind,
sure.
I want to make sure that I relay that to our bounty hunter to make sure that he's on board with it.
Yep.
So let's just go.
All right. So with him on comms, I'm assuming we have him on comms at this point.
Yeah, his helmet's kind of built in.
So I'm just going to put up and I'm going to say,
we're going to wait until he's about 25% under this overpass when we're all in range of him and we're going to attack. Before we do this, do you have anything you want to add?
It's like a short pause and he's like, well, I don't know. Good luck. Have fun, everybody.
Does he then say winky face?
And he killed me. Okay, great. So yeah, let's do the original plan.
Okay. All right. So let's get stealth rolls to see if the stormtroopers are noticing anything unusual. And then we'll spring the trap.
We all roll stealth, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I just want to get a stealth roll from everybody.
And what do we do for our difficulty and stuff?
It's going to be two purple, but also add a blue, because there's a crowd and it gives you some advantage.
Could we use a light side for this? And would it affect all of us at the same time since it's one roll for all of us, or would we each?
You'd each individually need to.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
Did I ever publicly say what kind of character mine was?
What's that?
What? Did I ever like say what kind of, cause my character is half assassin, but I never explained that, right?
No, I don't.
Like on air? No.
We just know you're incredibly stealthy.
Okay, because that's not the main class. It's like a
Yeah, because you have two specializations.
Yeah, but I'm just so happy. So many stealth rolls.
That's an incredibly interesting stealth roll because you failed, but you have a huge pile of advantage.
I don't even care.
It's the opposite of Talra.
Two purple and one blue.
Two purple and a blue.
Just want to make sure.
Oh, nice, Kestrel.
Okay, ooh. So Kess and Talra are hidden.
So stealthy. That's because I'm above the car. Nobody expects drop Kestrels.
With guns ablazing.
I mean, you're named after a bird of prey, so an attack.
Justice from above does rain from above.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So Zed and Gunner both like are. So I think that like Zed, if you're on the road. The vehicle, like as it pulls by, one of the bike troopers, like does the kind of like the slow head turn, like I know that fucking droid, as he like drives by. And he obviously, you don't hear it because there's like the sounds of the vehicles and stuff, but he says something and one of the other stormtroopers like looks over like, hey, yeah, and like nods, like they, not to you, but to the other one, and they're like, oh, hey, interesting. There's that droid again. And then I think up on top of the bridge, Gunner, based on what you're saying, are you underneath the overpass? Are you going to be beside the car when it pulls up, or do you want to be on the bridge itself?
No, I'm underneath the overpass.
Okay, cool.
I'm like in the crowd close to the car.
Yeah. So I think that for you, someone bumps into you and they stagger back. And when they look at you, there's that look on their face of like recognition where they're like they know you from somewhere, and they like take a deep breath to like shout like, oh, it's you. It's this person. Like they're starting to like get upset and like call for help. But you have a chance because of all that advantage. You have a chance to do something.
Can I make like an agility roll to try and very quickly like get behind them and choke them out?
Yes. Yeah. If you want to try and do that, as inefficient.
Been playing a lot of Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. So they like startle, a little exclamation mark. You grab them or you try. So make a let's see.
Athletics.
No, be a brawl. Combat brawl. And it's so much more efficient, and you have much more scale if you just knife them to death. But you know, let's try not to make that happen. This is a random person on the street. But yeah, it would be it'd be a brawl, brawl check. Difficulties two purple.
Okay. With an advantage or no?
No, I don't. Well, yeah, you have a ton on your stealth. Yeah, with an advantage die. Okay. All right. So you take a little strain. How is it that other people don't notice you? Like, what do you do to like choke this person out without other people getting like upset about it?
Well, my poncho comes down like over my shoulders. So I kind of like flap it and then like do the maneuver and like come around them. And then it's really, really swift, you know, like I hit into their neck or I hit into something. So it's not just that I'm choking them out. It's right. That, like,
karate chop to the windpipe.
Yeah, pretty much. So I don't have to hold them for as long. And then as my poncho is still kind of like flowing to catch up with me, I leave. So it just kind of looks like my clothing's moving and then this guy fainted.
You know? I love that it's like you go so quickly that they pass out because you just like choke them out. But you swing your cloak around so it just looks like you move past them and then they like totter and then fall over.
Exactly.
And so I think it does cause a little bit of like, hey, what's going on? This person fainted. And like, oh, is she okay? And they like come over, a couple of people come over to like check on this person that's just passed out as you like ghost by.
Yeah, I don't look back, of course. I don't look back.
No, because you're a cool guy. So the limo makes its way under the overpass and
motivator.
As it goes into the shadow, the bounty hunter looks at you, Talra, and he's like,
right then,
and turns and puts one foot up on the like banister of the bridge, and looks back over his shoulder and he's like,
"Let's go,"
and jumps off basically. It's like I said, the big drop, and I think this is when everybody like springs into action. So let's grab our break here, and then we'll do the big action sequence when we get back. Cool. All right. So stick around after the break. We got 2 more hours to go after this. Bounty Hunter action. When we get back, Light Side, Balance of Power.